painting that represents the legacy of 19th century black wealth and high culture in Philadelphia is now on view at the Historical Society of Pennsylvania. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the rare painting from 1864 was discovered in a thrift store in Glenside.
Andy Robbins likes to browse New Life Thrift on Northeastern Road in Glenside a couple times a week as a way to wind down after work.
A little retail therapy, why not?
He focuses on vinyl records and original artwork. His eye caught a little watercolor of a black figure fishing by a creek. He bought it for $10.
It was just a very serene landscape picture. I liked the little guy that was sitting there fishing on the side of the river. It's like this tree that was right next to him that was done in these very light brush strokes that I thought was beautiful.
Turns out that painting is the only known existing artwork by William H. Dorsey, who came from a prominent black family in Philadelphia in the 19th century. His father, Thomas Dorsey, fled slavery in Maryland through the Underground Railroad. He came to Philadelphia, where he became a wealthy caterer. His son, William Dorsey, grew up to co-found the American Negro Historical Society. He archived the news and ephemera of black life in hundreds of scrapbooks. And he created a private museum of African-American history and art in his home on what is now Kamek Street. David Brigham is the president of the Historical Society of Pennsylvania and said Dorsey was both an artist and a collector of Philadelphia's black artists.
To be able to buy paintings by prominent artists was not available to most people, black or white. So the fact that he was an art collector, the fact that he was filling his home with beautiful things and inviting people to come and see them speaks volumes.
Andy Robbins donated that painting to the Historical Society, where it is now on view in an exhibition of new acquisitions. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.